Fresh off a gold medal win at the Pan American Championships in Colombia, several BC players from Team Canada were at Softball City in South Surrey Tuesday morning for a media availability ahead of their first Canada Cup games. Now in its 30th year, the Canada Cup International Softball Championship, which started Friday, July 4th, and runs through Sunday, July 13th, attracts more than 1,500 elite athletes from around the world, and Team Canada's BC-based players were ready for their first two games of the tournament Tuesday, despite having just returned from Colombia the day before. Team Canada coach Kaylee Rafter, also a longtime catcher with the team, noted the goal is always to win but hopes her athletes play some good ball. "I think our expectations is to play to our standard and to play a good ball game, and whatever the score says on the backside of that, it is what it is," Rafter said at the park Tuesday, July 8. Rafter spoke about how great it was to be back in Canada in front of a crowd full of familiar faces for many players, and got a little emotional when mentioning her longtime teammate, Larissa Franklin, and how she battled through cancer, after being diagnosed in January, and learned her cancer was in remission just 3 days before the start of training camp. "It's just obviously a hard off-season for her and for us, but we were just trying to support her as best we could. Put our arms around her. Not knowing if she was going to play this summer, but she crushed it," Rafter said, her voice thick with emotion. "She trained the whole time she's been back. I'm super proud of her and what she's been able to do." Franklin, who shared she had lymphoma, underwent chemotherapy about every 3 weeks shortly after being diagnosed, before learning the cancer was in remission. But her focus these days is more about softball. "You always want to win. We want to put Softball Canada's best foot forward, but we also know that we're trying to work on things, and we're trying to be better every single day moving forward," she said, adding it's always nice to play at home in Canada. "It's always an exciting tournament coming out here. It's refreshing coming back to Canada, seeing Canadian fans, seeing Maple Leafs, hearing the cheers. I think it's going to be really energizing for the girls and everybody moving forward." Teammate Kiana Jones, who lives in Surrey and has been playing at the Canada Cup since she was young, with the national team the past 4 seasons, is looking forward to playing some great softball with her teammates. "I think we have such a great group of women here, and having the ability to kind of compete for each other, I know we've had a lot of different stories that have gone on this past off-season as well, with Larissa, I think we're all playing for a greater cause, and we've seen how amazing she's pushed through that adversity," Jones said. "I think having that to play for as well is such a great opportunity for us, and supporting her and just playing softball the best that we know how." Team Canada starts its Canada Cup campaign Tuesday, with two key matchups, New Zealand at 6 p.m. and Ukraine at 8:30 p.m., before returning to the Diamond Wednesday, July 9, for contests against Team BC at 1 p.m. and Czechia at 6:30 p.m. Pool play wraps up on Thursday, July 10, with a game against the SoCal Sting at 6 p.m. For tickets or more information, visit CanadaCup.com.